Hey, what's up, guys? Welcome back to the Daddy Daughter Podcast. I'm here with Hannah.
Hey, guys.
Hey. We got some music. It's so rad. Man, what a blessing. What a blessing this whole project has been. We have mic stands.
Yeah, we do.
Right now. We're sitting in our living room, though, still.
Mm-hmm.
Episode 5.
Yep.
We have 100.
Halfway through.
Yeah. We've got 100% of the equipment we need to do a podcast in our living room.
Mm-hmm.
Except for one cord. There's one cord that I need to get in order to make it so you can hear. Which you've got the headphones on, but there's a way to amplify your headset.
Yeah.
And I have the amplifier, courtesy of a lot of people, man. So many people have participated. It's been so rad. You want to say the one that helped out with the headphones?
Yeah, my aunt, my great-aunt Kiki, and Uncle Don.
Yeah, they are the reason why you have headphones. We have headphones. We can actually, it sounds like we're in a podcasting studio right now.
It does.
I can hear you better. You can hear me better.
Uh-huh.
And it's a lot easier to know, like, if you're close to the mic or far.
Mm-hmm.
It's legit. I took a picture of you just now, and it's the cutest thing ever. Like, you're just sitting in the chair, a little podcaster. So, what's up, kid?
Nothing much.
Yeah. All right, I'm going to get into it a little bit. All right, so... It's the first time that it kind of felt like you didn't want a podcast. I'm being honest, and I'm kind of putting it out there because, you know, it's my responsibility to be dialed into you and your needs.
Mm-hmm.
And I could tell that there's a little hesitation. And you started to tell me why, but I said, hold on. I'm just warning you the question is coming. So tell me why you're a little bit reluctant to podcast today.
So, like, the topic that we want to talk about is, like, a bit, I guess, deep.
Yeah.
And when we were talking about it off the podcast, I did cry a bit, and I just don't want to cry on the podcast.
Yeah.
Because if, I don't know, of course, it's not bad to be vulnerable, just when, like, I don't know, just being vulnerable, I haven't really experienced all of that yet, so
yeah,
I don't really know how to, like, work
navigate
with it.
Yeah, totally. And I think one of the things, so it's been a tender week, you know, and It's started actually last Sunday, right before we started podcasting. We had heard about the death of Kobe Bryant, Gianna, and 7 others on that helicopter that day. And, you know, you wanted to sign off and pray over them, and that was amazing. But we hadn't really, like, listened too much to too many things. Mm-hmm. We had just kind of heard about it. And then we started podcasting and talking and all the things. So then we kind of got home. We got off the podcast and we started paying attention to what was going on. And it was tough. It was especially tough. He's a person that I've looked up to my whole life. You know, like, he's 41. I'm 41. Like, same. I remember when I was 17. He was 17, mm-hmm. and going to the NBA.
Yeah.
And it was the first time it had ever been done, you know? And it was just nuts. And so, like, always kind of felt like this weird, even though I don't know him, you know, but always paid attention to his game, always, mm-hmm. you know, kind of, like, rooted against him when he was playing our people, you know, whenever, especially when he was playing Jordan. Jordan's my favorite player. He's probably, you know, my second favorite player. And... But more than that, so much more than that.
Mm-hmm.
And I think the thing that I said, do you want to share the thing that I said that kind of connected him and Gigi to to you and me.
It was, I think you said that it was, since they were like a father and daughter duo, it was more like, I don't really remember what you said.
Yeah, it was, I said that I could see us. I could see us, you know?
Yeah.
And I mean all the pictures. I'm talking about like all the pictures from like the very first ones to you can hear me better because I just turned it up a little bit. Mm-hmm. Sorry about that. Still getting used to this. Just getting the hang of it. But so some of the very first pictures that were even coming out were just very, very similar to us.
Mm-hmm.
Her on his shoulders. I mean, I have a video of you on my shoulders singing the ABCs, and it was just like, it was like that. And then it's like her and him sitting at a basketball game. And yeah, maybe we're not like, you know, on the court yet, yeah. You know, but it just felt very much like us, you know, the way the relationship was. You could see it. I could see us. And I had thought it prior to all this. I was like, man, like that, A, it's really cool that he's a dad and that involved. And I remember thinking about the fact that, you know, you can do your best work at any time in your life, at any stage in your life. And who knows, like he, you know, he's got this crazy career.
Mm-hmm.
And after this crazy career and legendary status, what if the best thing that he ever did was be dad?
Yeah.
To Gigi, you know what I'm saying? And to his other girls. So he had four daughters. And just, it's been a hard week that way. It's been a hard week that way. Just kind of navigating it, paying attention to some of the things that are happening, just, you know, reading about the heartbreak. And, you know, kind of with our like parent, our co-parenting schedule, people may or may not realize is that I'm not with you every night.
Yeah.
So Sunday I was with you, took you to school on Monday, but then your mom picked you up on Monday and Tuesday. And then the very next time I saw you was Wednesday. And I was at work. I was in the tech booth, in the theater, kind of made it my office, and I'm doing stuff. And you come in there and I can just instantly feel your heart's heavy, but it's also not. And it's a kind of an interesting feeling because, you know, out of all the ways I felt you, it was a little bit unfamiliar.
Yeah.
And I was like, what's up? You know, like what's going on? And you would go on to kind of explain that, you know, it's tough. It's been a tough week because you've been thinking a lot about what happened to them. And a lot of it had to do with after I said that they reminded me of us. I think that you kind of started looking at the situation a little bit like it was us. And I loved what you said. You said that it makes you really want to pay attention to like each other and not take each other for granted. And get the hugs and that. And then you sat on my lap and we literally just cried for about 10 minutes, you know, and just hugged each other. And it is not something that I think we've, you know, navigated a lot. We haven't navigated loss a lot, you know, and, you know, especially in someone else, seeing, you know, someone else go through it and just knowing how hard that has to be for their families. But then at the same time, you know, somehow just really just appreciating each other so much, you know, and, it's one of those things like grief and pain it's one of those things where you might not really ever like fully understand why, you know, why that has to, why things like that have to happen, you know? But I can tell you that for me, and I know for you, just experiencing that and just experiencing the week, it's been a tender week, you know? And when you have an opportunity to appreciate, you know, the people that you love, it's important to do it, you know? It's important to say the things out of your mouth, you know, to people, and squeeze a little harder, you know, let the hug last a little longer, you know, make the commitment to spending more time. And so I don't know that I'll ever really be able to wrap my head around it. But it was just been one of those weeks where it's been like strange how many people have come together around this tragedy. How many people for like the first time in so long might just stop disagreeing and just agree on one thing. Agree on one thing, that this sucks, you know? And I am really proud of you, you know, for being able to kind of wrap your heart around it, you know, and to feel it and to feel all the things that are kind of going on. I think that's extraordinary with someone your age, you know. It sounds weird, but, you know, there's not a lot of 12-year-olds that have such a big heart as you do, babe. I'm just being honest. And I'm really proud of you. And I'm really proud of your emotional connectivity, you know, to people, to appreciating people and space and time. It's so important. And I'm just really proud of you. And I love you so much, you know. And you're over there crying, and I want to come over there and hug you so bad. And I will. I will. I love you so much.
I love you.
I'm so proud of you. Keep going there, you know? So that's one thing I can tell you about vulnerability is it's not easy, but it's worth it. You know? It's worth it. Because, you know, that's where God is, right? God promises that he's close to the brokenhearted. And that's where I want us to be, you know? Close to people that need us, close to the brokenhearted. So I've been trying to talk for a little bit so you can take a couple deep breaths and wipe your eyes. But I'm proud of you for deciding to still podcast today. You know, you're right to talk now.
Yeah.
Yeah. I'm proud of you for deciding to still do it. You know, I said that there would be some days where we might be a little reluctant to, you know, get into it and get out there, but it's worth it. You know, I think it's so worth it. But it was, you know, it was one of the first times that I have seen us as a country kind of start to, I don't know, get over ourselves, mm-hmm. kind of. Like, it was just pretty incredible. Matter of fact, a friend of mine, I saw a post up, and it kind of said it perfectly. So I'm gonna read a little bit of it. Something happened, America, and I don't want you to miss it. In the last 24 hours, I quietly watched people every color, race, religion, sharing a moment of grief for Kobe. I know we're a divided nation right now. I get it. Starts from the top. But please don't feel the divide is so great that we can't bridge it. We can, we do, we will. All the talking heads and the alphabet soup and cable networks can't turn us against each other. Don't let them. We really do have more in common than we think. We all love, lose, hurt, and no matter our zip code or who we are or who we voted for, this sudden tragic loss should remind us all of how much we do share in the moment And I see a nation caring, sharing grief for 9 innocent people. There's no sense to why this happened, but we can find purpose in the loss. Something happened in America, and I didn't want you to miss it. We all do love each other. Kobe proved it. And I thought that was special. And you know what? I think that between that and a very, very profound feeling, that feeling that caused me to feel like it was us being represented, it was us kind of in that situation, I think that daddy-daughter relationship being so strong, that you know, parent-child relationship being so strong, getting stronger in the world, I can feel it. I can feel like the momentum of fathers being more involved, fathers caring more, fathers like doing more. Mm-hmm. So let's keep pressing on, you know. And I think that, you know, it's been the theme since the very beginning, but we say let's do something we can be proud of. And I think one of the things that we can be proud of is to just model difficulty, vulnerability, challenges, communication in our relationship. And let's keep pressing on and doing that, you know. And let's you know, let's have that Mamba mentality. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
And I'll be a girl dad, and you'll have a girl dad, and that's the hashtag that's been trending all week. Is girl dad. You looked at me like, what? But we'll have that, you know, Mamba mentality in our relationship, and we'll just keep pressing on and stay committed, stay focused. We'll keep working on this project, even though, you know, 5 more episodes to this season. We can turn around and have another season in a couple weeks. You know, like, let's just keep doing it. Let's keep pressing in. And I think that hopefully that'll rub off. So I wanted to also get into a lighter topic, a bit lighter. And we'll go into what we are going to make into a 2-part series called What's It Like? All right. So yeah. What's It Like? It's a fun way for you and I to kind of interview each other. And the whole idea is, what's it like to be on the other side of me? Okay. I've been in a lot of different relationships, and one of the hardest, but also most fun, but then most difficult, but then most productive things is to say, what's it like? What's your experience? Like, what is it like for you to be on the other side of me? You know?
Yeah.
And so I have some questions, that I've kind of jotted down around the what's it like theme. And what I'm thinking is, I can ask one, and then you can ask one, and then we can go back and forth. Once we hit about 40, 45 minutes on this podcast, we'll just pause, and then we'll do a side 2 or B-side or to be continued for the next one. Okay? Sound good? All right. So, you know, I got this idea, actually. One day when you and I are walking, we're walking through church, and I think you had to be 2 students to your class, and we were walking that direction. And for some reason, we started up on the other side, and I think I got pulled in like 14 different directions between the time we started from the auditorium to get over to 203.
Yeah.
And it's not that far. And so I was like, gosh, this kid, man, she puts up with so much, like so much with being my kid. And I want to be sensitive to it. You know what I'm saying? Like, I want to make sure that I'm caring about it. I'm sensitive to it.
Yeah.
But more than anything in the world, I want you to know that no matter how like loud, over the top, nuts, whatever it is that I am, like, you are the most important person in the world to me. And I care so much about you being seen, feeling seen. And so I wanted to make sure that we kind of check in around this, what's it like?
Mm-hmm.
Because I want to know the same things about you. I want to know, you know, I want you to know like what I think it's like to be involved in your life at different, you know, levels, different elements, different things. So first question is kind of like the what's it like to be my kid is the overall topic. And then, so what is it like? Well, I guess answer that question generally. Like, what is it like to be Joel's kid?
I think the the first time you asked me that question, I said it was exciting.
Yeah.
And it still is. I think what makes it exciting is that we have so many opportunities. Or like we have so many experiences with each other. Like if it's crying together, if it's going to the beach together or something like that.
Yeah.
It's just like, it is really exciting to like be around you and see what it kind of is like, or like with you. Because when you're working and I'm like following you or helping you, I see that like you have all these people needing you and needing your help with something. And that just shows me that like people love you. And I know people love you because I can see it at your work at Soul City. Like everybody wants to talk to you. And everybody just like loves your company. And so, yeah.
That's cool. Yeah, I wasn't sure how you were going to explain the excited, exciting part.
Yeah. Why.
But that's good for me to know because, you know, sometimes I can't tell. You know, sometimes to me it feels like we do the same stuff over and over again. But, you know, so it's good. That's good. That's encouraging to know that, you know, we kind of mix it up, or at least it feels like we mix it up a little bit. So that's good. So you have to ask me, what's it like to be my my dad?
What's it like to be my dad?
Yeah. So to be your dad, it is one of the biggest honors. It is the biggest honor that I've ever had in my life. It is one of the most challenging things, but it's the thing that's made me the best. It's the thing that has probably, out of all the things in the world, it's probably the thing that's challenged me enough into a direction that like made me want to be better.
Yeah.
As a human. And you know, I actually never forget, there was a friend of mine that I had when I was running the very last nightclub I ran, and she said, a healthy Hannah is a healthy Joel. And that's what she said. And it stuck. You know what I'm saying? It stuck. People had tried to say that, give me kind of the, you know, it's just like the airplane metaphor, you know, put your mask on before you put it on your kids. And they had said other things like that, that are similar, but her including your name in it. And,
like, she's saying it specifically for you.
For me, to me, about you.
Yeah.
And that was important. Mm-hmm. And that was like the thing that like drove it all home. You know, something about that seed that was planted. That's why I think it's so important to do stuff like this, because you never know what seeds you're going to plant.
Mm-hmm.
What seeds like are going to come out, fall in someone's ears, and then be like, oh, I remember I heard that on a podcast like 20 years ago. But it was specifically a healthy Joel. A healthy Hannah is a healthy Joel. And for whatever reason, that arrangement of words clicked. And ever since then, being your dad has made me so much better, because I have been able to be better because I've desired to be a better dad for you. You know what I'm saying? A better person in the world for you to look to. And so to be your dad is to be better, you know, myself. You know, it's constantly the challenge to be better, to be healthier, to be, I don't know, smarter. Whatever it is that I need to do that will serve you well.
Yeah.
That's what being your dad has meant. In direct relation to you, it is, I have never loved a human so much. I have never, like, thought about a human so much, cared about a human so much. I have never, being your dad has like been incredible, you know.
Yeah.
It's been awesome to be your dad, to watch you grow up I've literally said every single stage of your life was the best stage when it was happening. Seriously. When you were one, I was like, this is the best stage ever. Two, best stage ever. Six, best stage ever. And it just kept going. And I was like, yeah, we're in this stage. This is what we're doing. And now you're like taking notes to ask me a podcast question. You know what I'm saying? Like, this is the best stage ever. Like, yeah. It's all the best stage ever. It's just the best thing ever to be your dad, because it's like, it's just so much at every stage.
Yeah.
It is just been a blessing. Mm-hmm. A blessing. Like, you've saved my life, kid, more than you know. I'm serious. More than you know. All right, you got another question, or you want to have me ask the next one?
You ask the next one.
Okay. So, why did I even ask this? All right. So, I started listing off things that you see me do, and to ask you specifically, like, okay. So, I'm going to ask some of them, and some of them aren't that flattering. I already kind of talked to you about talking to everybody, but you also see me play video games. What's that like? Okay. And yeah, I'm putting myself all the way out there in the world.
I see, like, when you do play video games, I know you're having fun because, like, you're laughing all the time. And I love when you laugh. Yeah. So it makes me smile. And then, like, I can, like, your friend Kyle, who you play with.
Yeah.
Like, I know he makes you laugh, and you guys have been best friends since college, right?
Yeah.
So that's like a pretty long time.
Yeah.
And even though you're not in the same state or like not in the same place,
exactly right,
you're still able to like talk every day.
Yeah.
Play video games, not every single day, but right, like pretty frequently.
Yeah.
And it's fun to see you have fun.
Mm.
So that's pretty cool.
Yeah, it's yeah, that's it. I'm on there with Kyle. I mean, literally the only person I talk to is Kyle, and part of like the main reason we do it is because that's how I keep up with my best friend. And so yeah, that's it. it's it. So I just want to, you know, see what you thought about it, because I know it's nerdy, but you gotta ask me one now.
All right. I forgot which ones I wrote down.
Okay. I got your list too. Oh, you see me talk about conflict at school.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. You see me talk about conflict, like drama, mm-hmm, at school.
Mm-hmm.
And what's that like?
Yeah. And so that was, I read the question, but she had taken my notepad and wrote that question down. So yeah, that's an original Hannah B question. It is, I love it. I know.
Really?
I love it. And the reason why I love it is because I get to see you navigate things that I was so terrible at navigating when I was your age. And you do it so well. And like with so much like thought behind it. Mm-hmm. I love it. I love it. And it's like some of it is like, oh gosh, this is
stupid.
No, and that's not stupid. It's just like, first for me, and actually that's good to say out loud, it's never that it's stupid. It's to me, it's that like, oh, this is the thing that I remember going through that was so annoying.
Yeah.
And this is never gonna last. And I can sit here and know this will never be a thing. This is gonna evaporate in 5 minutes. You know what I'm saying? This conflict is never gonna exist. And if you lose XYZ friends because of it, then bye, Felicia. You know what I'm saying? So but like at the same time, what I try to make sure that I do is that I don't roll too much of my experience into and over your experience.
Mm-hmm.
So I try not to like even over coach or over develop. I try to present questions and present opportunity for you to step in a certain way, handle it this way or not. I try never to tell you like what you have to do.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and you and I try to like more like I said, more coach you in the situation.
Yeah.
But to see it, like, again, those seeds kind of like grow and flourish, it's incredible. Because then you'll be like, yeah, so I had this situation and it was going on. And because of that, I felt like I needed to step in.
Yeah.
Like there's justice there that you had to step in on the behalf of someone that couldn't.
Mm-hmm.
Or there's maturity. Like you had a situation where someone, you know, was saying really mean things to you. And even emailing them and, you know what I'm saying? And like all that stuff. And you literally just took a posture of, I'm not going there. I'm not engaging. You know, here's the things that I feel, but I'm not engaging. I'm not like, that's not what I'm going to do. And man, I still don't have that sort of composure sometimes. So it's incredible to watch you go through conflict. I don't enjoy it sometimes. I don't enjoy what you're going through.
Yeah.
And watching you go through it. And I know that I have to support you in those things, but I think you're doing such a good job. And you're like definitely paying attention. So I think it's pretty incredible.
Thank you.
Yeah. Yeah. I'm sure you didn't expect all that, but it's true. All right. Next one. You see me posting on social media. Like I, you know, do it a lot. I haven't actually done a lot this past season because I'm probably quiet because I'm in pain a lot.
Yeah.
Just not in the mood. But like you see me posting on social media. Like what's it like? What's it like to be on the other side of, you know, my social media?
I see that you like, I can tell by like some of the responses you read to me, like, or like, even comments I see, that you inspire some people by like what you post. I think it's the share account that you have, like all the scriptures and stuff like that.
Mm-hmm.
And even like on your stories, where you have like the motivational, like quotes it from a Bible verse or just something you thought about, and like the responses from your story are like really inspiring to me almost, because it shows me that you are like, you help people in ways that they need help in, whether it's like, whether it's, I don't know, just if like someone's having a problem and they needed to see your story that day. It's just like pretty important to see that and really inspiring to that person. It can be like really helpful to you even. Yeah. And I know it. I like seeing the responses, and I like when you read the responses to me, because it shows that like I said before, that like people love you and people love the way you like talk to them and like help them in some situations they might need help in.
Yeah. Thanks, babe. I don't know that I expected that answer. I thought maybe you'd be like, yeah, every 5 minutes you're taking a picture of me to post on social. But that was a way better answer. But yeah, I, to be honest with you, there, I can't say that I do it for other people as much as a lot of the times I need the reminder. And I just want to make sure that if I knew I needed that reminder today, that I put that reminder up, because there's got to be one other person out there that needs to hear that reminder too.
Yeah.
You know, or needs to know that, or is having a hard time. And just like, just mathematically, like in the world, with the amount of people there are in the world, the amount of people that kind of follow my social or have an opportunity to see it, out of those people, there's got to be one other person that needs to hear something just like that today. Yeah. And so that's why I try to be pretty diligent about that, because I need it. And if I need it, then maybe one other person needs it.
Yeah.
That's kind of the way that I've shifted to operate the majority of the things I do, especially in ministry, social, whatever. Is that it's just kind of focused on one person, you know? It's worth it for one person to benefit from something that I've gone through, something I've seen. And if one person does it, then it's worth sharing, like every single time. So that's cool. You want me to read you another question that you had for me?
No, I have one.
Oh, nice.
I don't know if I wrote this one down or not.
Okay.
On your phone.
That's fine.
But it is, what's it like to see me talk about my best friends? Or like my really good friends?
Yeah. Yeah, that's good. Again, I love it. I love it because it's been really good. It's been really cool to see. Pastor Jeannie at Soul City says, like, you can tell the quality of someone's transformation by the quality of their friendships or the quality of their relationships.
Yeah.
And you can tell, like, how good someone is by the quality of their relationships and the way that you interact with people in your relationships. And I think that, I think what's been incredible, absolutely incredible about watching you in relationship is that for better or worse, it has been like looking in the mirror. For better or worse, there are things that you do that I'm like, oh my gosh, that's the best thing ever. Like,
yeah.
And then there's some things that you do. And then, you know, I want to take credit for them. I know that your mom can take credit for them. I know that Papu can take credit for them. I know that my mom can take credit for them. But there's all these good things, right, that like anyone, any parent especially, would naturally be like, oh, yeah, that's awesome. But then there's things that you do that I'm like, oh, man, that's because of me too. You know what I'm saying? And I got to say, I got to take, if I'm going to take the good, I got to take the good with the bad.
Yeah.
And, you know, I've watched your heart break in relationships. I watch your heart break over things that happen with relationships because you're so fully invested and all the way in and all the way there. And you haven't exactly saved enough for you. You know what I'm saying? Like, you haven't saved enough for you to be okay. And so, you know, as I continue to chase health, that's something I want to make sure I chase health in you as well. Is just making sure we leave enough on our plate for us to be healthy too, as we pour into other people. I watch, you know, you. I get guilty real quick, and when I get guilty, I get defensive. And when I watch you get guilty and defensive before, you know, like feeling bad turns into like, but I didn't do that. This is not what I meant to do. You know, why'd you take it that way?
Yeah, we talked about that at Kaiser on Sunday, was it?
Yeah, exactly. And so it's like little stuff like that. But in all of that, I love it. Because looking at you, it gives me an opportunity to see some things that I need to get better at too. Some opportunities to grow. And then serve you well by doing the work and leading us both through it. You know what I'm saying? But I love it. I think the way you love on your friends is amazing. I love the relationships I see growing and developing. You know, I love that, like, God is at the center of them. I love that God is, even if it's not, like, something, I mean, it might be, like, with Gigi, you know what I'm saying? God's at the center of both your lives. But, like, with some of your other friends, I know that that's not how you started or forged the relationship, but, like, I can see that growing even in that space. The friends asking questions, you know, about, you know, God and heaven and all that kind of stuff. So I just think it's incredible. I think it's incredible the way that you are a good friend. You're a good, loyal friend, you know. I'm serious. And I just can't wait to keep watching that happen for the rest of our lives. Is it my turn or you got another one? You have another one?
You go.
Okay. See, you just moved your own head towards the microphone because you have headphones on. Because you could hear that you were far from the mic.
Yeah.
That's great. That's what this is. That's what they're for. And again, shout out to Kiki and Don. Shout out to my mom. Shout out to Antoinette, who bought us the thing that's on there that keeps the mic from bumping. Oh my goodness, my sister's calling me. All right, I gotta call
you
back. Yeah, and Jamie's. Hold on 1 second. Hey, sis.
Hey, how you doing?
I'm cool. I gotta call you. We're live on the podcast right now.
That's what's up.
Yeah, so me and Hannah are live.
Hi, Aunt Jamie.
That's what's up. Okay, so can you call me back? Because I have something I want to talk to you about. It's important. It's really important.
Okay. Yeah, I'll call you back in a few minutes.
All right, cool. Thanks, man.
Bye. I love you.
I love you too. Bye.
Bye. You said my turn to go?
Yes.
That was my sister. I gotta call her back. I miss her so much. She doesn't call me that often, so I hope everything's all right. You knew me. I mean, what do you remember of me when I was running nightclubs? Do you remember any of that? I mean, it was six, seven years ago. What do you remember from that?
Probably how much fun people had.
Yeah.
Like, even now you talk about what it's like.
Yeah.
And like some of the people you've met and stuff like that.
Yeah.
And the way you talk about it, it seems like you've had fun, and the people that like go or went to the nightclubs had fun.
Yeah.
But I know I had like a few birthdays right there, which were I know a lot of fun, and I had like pinatas and stuff like that. But I don't really remember like that much about it.
You know what's interesting is I had, when you were born, I said that I was going to leave nightclubs when you were 5. And the reason why I said I was going to leave nightclubs by the time you were 5 was because you probably wouldn't remember any of those times. I'm serious. I'm just remembering this right now as I'm talking. And I was like, you know, by the time she's 5, because at least then, like, and it wasn't because our schedule was weird, you know, like, our schedule was weird. There was a lot of different reasons why I wanted to get out by that time, or like kind of have a different rhythm of life. And, you know, what I'm just now realizing right now is that that's almost exactly what happened. I didn't leave by the time you were 5. So by the time you were 6, my nightclub was closed. God was like, you made a promise to leave and you didn't.
Wow.
It's pretty crazy now that I think about it. But anyways, I just wanted to know. I wanted to know if you remember any of that. You ready? Or you need me to prompt you with one of your questions you wrote?
Yeah, prompt me.
You said you see me becoming more and more mature.
What's another one?
Okay. Skip you, back to me.
Well, I just want to hear another.
No, I know. You see me talk about my day. You see me use my tech.
That one?
Okay. So frame the question.
You see me use my technology. And the where I was going with that question is like, I know you didn't have a lot of technology when you were growing up.
Yeah.
And so just like seeing me, I don't really know what you were doing when you were 12, but yeah. I know that you didn't have the technology that we have today. Phones, AirPods, iPads, Apple TV, Disney Plus, all those like different apps and all different technology.
Yep.
I know you did not have like a phone or anything like that.
Right.
So what's it like seeing me grow up with technology?
Yeah. So I want to talk about how awesome it is, because, and it is, there's a lot of awesome things about it. You know, just accessibility. Remember, I said getting you an iPad so we could talk, so I could text you, you know, while you're at your mom's house or whatever. That was awesome. It's been awesome to see you kind of like start to learn how to navigate things, set up things. The other day, you know, I'm like, you reminded me that we have Disney Plus, and you're like, yeah, we could just watch a movie on Disney Plus. And by the time I got back to the room, you had it already screen shared from the, you know, from the iPad to the TV, and it was playing. You know, it's like just being able to navigate those things is pretty rad.
Mm-hmm.
But I'll be honest with you, it's really scary. It's really scary. For me, it's really scary. And it's part of the reason why I try to communicate as much as I can with you about the dangers, about the, you know, what not to do, how not to, who not to let follow you, you know, stuff like that. But it's scary because there is this massively unknown, this is unknown thing, right? So as technology grows at the speed of sound,
mm-hmm.
it like, it's hard to kind of keep up with as a parent, like what kind of things are out there,
yeah,
what kind of dangers are out there. And it's hard to know that, like, your kid might not know where the danger lies, you know, and or what are the things and where are the places and what are the little, like, dark internet holes that creeps can crawl up out of, you know what I'm saying, to communicate with you. And you know, the fact that, like, you know, people might not be who they say they are. You know, you guys have a term for it, catfish. But, you know, but just how dangerous that whole world could be, you know? And I say that, first of all, I trust you.
Yeah.
And, you know, and I hope that I don't have a reason not to. But we'll kind of end on this point. A lot of times parents aren't, like, over concerned or over involved because they're, like, trying to be controlling. Like, they're, like, so, like, up your butt because they're scared.
Yeah.
Because there are a lot of things out there that are really dangerous, and there are a lot of people that are really bad.
Yeah.
And just knowing that, and knowing that, like, you know, there's these places that I don't understand that people could get to you or say some things. It's the reason why I've kind of gone back and forth on Snapchat, and I definitely not going to start the poll today with all of this being said, but this is the reason why, is because, like, those places where there's no record, those make people feel, they make me feel scared and nervous, because those are the places where bad people like to show up, you know, like where no one can see them, they're in the dark. And, you know, it's very much the things that are in the dark, mm-hmm. or the things that are, that provide, that kind of are laced in confusion. Those are hard things. Those are scary things. I trust you. You know what I'm saying? I will throw your phone all the way down to Damon Street if I need to. You know what I'm saying? If I ever find out, like, that there's a problem, I got a problem. It's a privilege to have technology. Yeah. It's a privilege. It's not an easy one to pull off, you know, another phone bill and all that stuff. But it's a privilege to have a phone, and you know, we're very dialed into, like, this is a privilege. This is not a right. You know, you have a privilege, and if you honor it well and you're open, and if I can pick up your phone at any moment and open anything and see anything, then we're good. And I that every once in a while I test it. You know what I'm saying? Like, you got to stay vigilant. You got parents, you got no days off. You have 0 days off ever in the world. Like, we're never off. It's what we sign up for with being parents, you know. But
yeah,
it's a weird world. It's a scary world out there. But I trust you, and I'm praying that everything, you know, up and up. And if you ever, and that's another thing that I want to make sure the door's open. If you have questions, if you're weirded out, it's probably bad. If you're getting weird vibes, it's probably bad, and you need to let me know about it as soon as possible.
Okay.
You know what I'm saying? Like, I would feel better. Don't ever feel like if you show me something that's weird that came up that you get in trouble, I'd feel weird. I feel better that you were letting me know than not letting me know.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? That you are, like, on the lookout. But we're going to go into the next half of the show. Now, we're going to go ahead and sign off for this particular part of the episode. Go ahead and give us a quick little sign out, kid.
Me?
Yeah.
Oh. We'll see you in the next part.
Yeah, we'll see you. If you are tuned in, we thank you for tuning in. We are excited that you guys are doing this on this journey with us. Not started off as not a very easy podcast, and hopefully you're still here to the end to hear us, like, you know, talk through all the things. Make sure that you guys are doing something that you're proud of.
Yeah.
Every day. And you know what? Quick prayer. Lord, thank you. Just thank you for my daughter. That's all I got for today. Amen.
Amen.
All right. Love you, kids. See you in a few minutes.